Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. Our summer worship time will be at 10 a.m. starting on May 26th. Welcome to Pastor Pod, our first in a series of podcasts when Pastor Russ and I get together to give our best answers to your questions about the Bible, theology, and life. Please enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Pastor Pod. This is Jordan. I'm joined by Russ, and we answer your questions or try to answer them the best we can. We're not the answer men, but we are answering them.
We've pretty much proved that.
We're answering them out of our own experiences and expertise in any way. So we got some more cards here, and Russ, I believe you have the first question that you're going to ask me, or?
Sure. This one was on the top. Let me, this one kind of in a roundabout way is talking about heaven and hell. It's talking about, in a sense, universalism. Mm. How nice I get to ask you this one. Somebody chooses to believe and hopes that when all see Jesus face to face, even after physical death, all will fall into his arms, so to speak. All will be well, and that there is forgiveness, and all are received into the grace of God. And how do I reconcile that as the second part with all the passages, or at least those passages that talk about hell, that talk about judgment, and even Jesus talks about judgment and hell. Mm-hmm. So how do you make sense of all of that, and what do you do with that kind of a question?
Well,
I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and let you just struggle with that one.
There's a lot to unpack there. Well, I think first and foremost, I think a quote you have used before, and I like to use sometimes, is, do you remember who it's by? It's the one with, I'm not a universalist, but I can't speak for God.
Yeah, Jürgen Moltmann, the theologian, says, I'm not a universalist because there's people I don't want to see in heaven.
Yeah.
but God might be.
Right. Yeah, and so, you know, I've given that answer before of like, yeah, there's people I don't care to see or imagine spending eternity with, you know, just as a human. But as I've studied scripture and grown in my relationship with God, it's more and more it feels less about what I want. And one of the things that kind of pushed me in certain ways was this idea of we as humans really want revenge. We want suffering. We want those who have hurt us, who have done wrong, to answer. And so when we talk about hell, we're trying to place people in hell that we don't agree with and we don't like. So therefore, in some ways, to me, hell and the idea of hell, of sending people there, is a very human need, want. And so then that makes me question whether that is God's heart. Mm-hmm. And so, and really in scripture, hell isn't talked about a whole lot.
Right.
There is judgment that is talked about, and I think we need to differentiate. Oh my gosh, make clear the difference between the two, between justice and judgment, and then and hell and torment forever for eternity. I'm just going to go off of different things here that I've learned over time. Of there's often themes in the Bible about fire and hell being a place of refinement, of restoration. And so that kind of changes some views of that. And so I think in terms of looking at the pieces of scripture in the Bible that talk about hell or judgment, if you take it at face value, at literal, mm-hmm. I think, sure, then you got to believe what it says. But if you believe in how the Bible and the writers of the Bible use metaphor and illustrations to get things across to people, then you need to start thinking about what could this mean in our own lives, and is hell a present reality? Is it just a future thing? If it is a future thing, is it eternal? These are all questions great theologians and pastors have asked over time and still haven't come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
For me, in confirmation, our students always ask these questions about hell every year. And so one of my answers to them is that for me to believe, I believe in a God of love, a God who wants to restore and reconcile all things back to God, then that I have to believe that God is big enough to even redeem those who are deemed unredeemable. Mm. Because then otherwise, my God isn't as big as I say God
is. Yeah, that means sin is bigger than grace.
Yep.
Because sin finally gets the last word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, that's where I've come to as well. I think there's parts of the Bible that talk about judgment and things like hell, although it's usually never like what we have pictured it as. Most of what we understand about hell came from Dante and literature 1,000 years later. There is, however, language in the Bible that is talking about judgment and the idea of trying to get people's attention. I think it is a way of saying that your life matters. Having said that, I can't imagine a God who is a God of love who would somehow put people into eternal suffering. Again, I think that's that's a good way to scare people straight. It's also a wonderful way to inoculate us from the love of God, because everything is conditional at that point. And it does, to your point, makes God smaller than the sin. If all are somehow judged by sin, but not all are saved by grace, then we have really narrowed what grace is about and how powerful God can be. Mm-hmm. Now, is that universalism? Yeah, I think it is. There's some nuances around the edges. I don't think anybody has to be in God's presence that doesn't want to be. But I think there is that part that eventually, whether it's in this life and or the next, where there is what Augustine called irresistible grace, that grace that overwhelms you in the same way that love overwhelms you and beauty sometimes overwhelms you. Your heart melts and you have changed. And I think grace eventually overwhelms everyone. And we come willingly, longingly, and joyfully into the presence and the experience of God, and makes everything else pale in comparison. I love that image that sometimes even when the Bible talks about hell, because of what Christ did, hell is empty. The gates are broken, and that place that could have been the eternal place of separation now is wide open and it's vacant. And I think that to me is the more powerful image for what God is doing in this world.
Yeah, and if people want to look more into it, the two books that have helped me think through these issues is The Great Divorce by mm-hmm. C.S. Lewis,
yep,
and then Love Wins by Rob Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any others that you have that?
No, I think The Great Divorce is a wonderful book about mm-hmm. heaven and hell and a bus ride that people take from purgatory to heaven and the reasons they choose to stay or not stay and what keeps them. It's a wonderful metaphor, analogy of the human condition, and I like that one. And Bell's book is, of course, wonderful as well.
In thinking about hell too, I mean, there's all kinds of scholarship done on what hell is, what they're talking about in the context of the Bible and mm-hmm. different books, and especially Jesus uses a word referring to Gehenna, which is kind of that valley where the trash was and there was always burning, and it also had a history of cults and odd religious groups would do sacrifices there and things like that. So it was known as a place of hurt and suffering. And so Jesus would often pull from things that people knew of,
mm-hmm.
where he was talking, and said, it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the imagery he used. And so it's never completely confirmed through his language if he's talking about a literal place of eternal suffering or not. So there's a whole, and we could just keep talking about this for this whole
we could
podcast. You said we could, which might
in itself be a version of hell, or at least purgatory.
Yeah. So yeah, for that question, I think it's just, how do you reconcile it? I think, I don't know if there's a need to reconcile it. I think that feeling of the hope of seeing Jesus face to face and fall in Jesus' arms is in Scripture. It is a piece of themes of Scripture that we see throughout the Bible.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Let's stop there.
All right. Do you want to be done completely or just ask another question?
Go ask another question. Okay. But I mean, we hammered that one into the ground. I mean, we did a good job. Or we did as bad as well going to do on that one. So what time are we at right now?
About 11 minutes.
Oh, then we should stop. Shouldn't be more than 10 minutes. So,
all right. Well, we'll just do that one question for this whole podcast because it kind of warrants it. And if you have any other questions, send them to jordan@newhopepres.org. Contact us on Facebook, and we'll see you next time. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review us on iTunes. You can also check out more about New Hope at newhopepres.org. If you have a question for the Pastor Pod, please email them to jordan@newhopepres.org, jordan@newhopepres.org, or send us a message on Facebook. And we will see you next time.